This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two U.S. officials say after 20 years, the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan, the epicenter of its war to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield was reportedly handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defense Force in its entirety. The withdrawal is the clearest indication that the last of the 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops have left Afghanistan or are nearing a departure. Months ahead of President Joe Biden's promise that they would be gone by September the 11th. The U.S. will also have about 6,500 troops in Afghanistan to protect its sprawling embassy in the capital. Most NATO soldiers have already quietly exited as of this week. Search and rescue efforts continuing at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building. After a 15-hour pause for safety concerns, the collapse of the 12-story beachfront building in Surfside last Thursday killed at least 18 people, and some 145 are still unaccounted for. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy, the president announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been combing through the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the